This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your chance at Elton John tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. The Organic Coup is now offering its organically cocky meal combo that includes an organic sandwich or wrap with tater tots and a drink at all locations. Come on in. You'll love it.
Okay.
I tried their wrap from the cold... I guess the cold case is what you call it in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Because we'd done some plugs for that in the past.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh.
And
nice and fresh.
Fresh,
organically cocky,
light enough that you know, like filling, but light enough that you don't go, oh, why'd I eat all that?
Why'd I eat all that?
Because you know, when something's good, you just keep going, and then you go, whoa,
boy, I really overdid that
15 bites ago.
Yeah,
it was really.
I'm always a couple bites too deep. Almost everything I eat, I'm like, oh, I should have stopped. I knew I should have.
Right. Anyway, thank you, Organic Coup.
Thank you, Organic Coup.
Here's what's happening. We're going to Sonoma.
Yeah,
just wanted to mention
that's
that.
What's happening.
After the show today, we leave for Sonoma, and we're going to party hard. Well, first we're going to do some work things, and then we'll party hard.
Yeah. And by party hard, you mean do a secret show and a pool party and go to bed at 8.
I will.
Me too.
I don't know what you'll do.
I'm definitely going to bed. I need to have my wits about me tomorrow morning. We have a live show to do, which feel free to join us for.
Right.
We're in the big tent out in the front yard. Over at the Fairmont
Thursday morning, we're broadcasting live. There is no charge.
No. No age
food.
Limit. Come on in. Get breakfast.
Come by and say hi.
Yep. I think they're doing mimosas and bloodies.
Right.
Might have to have a bloody.
A Bloody Mary?
Oh, my God.
Those?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Absolutely not.
I'm in.
I mean, I don't drink at all anyway,
right.
But no, that was never my thing.
Oh, God. It's nothing like it.
And then when things started to get, you know, not so good, the morning drinking was just straight whatever.
Mm.
Straight vodka or straight whiskey.
How awful.
Well, it didn't seem awful at the time. It was sort of like, hey, let's get right back to this.
Oh, boy.
Hey, there's that. Good thing I left that there.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right into our news, San Francisco is the first major U.S. city to ban e-cigs.
Yeah, good job, guys.
So, the supervisors gave the measure its second and final vote yesterday.
Great.
Backers say they hope the legislation will curb underage use of e-cigs.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
And listen, I know that you have made your argument, which is... as an adult who has transferred my nicotine addiction from regular tobacco products to these e-cigs, it's making it harder for you, or not? And it's not really.
I don't live here. It's
right.
It's about selling them. It's not about. It's not like you can't have one
right
here in town.
So I understand though your argument, which is for those cigarette smokers who've transferred their nicotine habit to these e-cigs, that's been a real positive in your life.
I just feel like, really, the outrage is over e-cigs, not cigarettes. So lame. You still go buy cigarettes anywhere you want to.
And now marijuana is legal.
Right. Please stop illegalizing things. Just forget it.
And one of the big things is Juul, which is a huge business, Juul Labs, the e-cig maker, they're based in San Francisco. Of course, they say they're opposed to youth vaping, but I think there would be a real problem if you came out and said, hey, it's for everyone.
Right.
We want to see this in elementary schools.
Sure, of course they do.
Of course they're not saying that.
Why would they? That would be wrong.
Company's working on a ballot initiative that would regulate but not ban e-cig sales. They're hoping to have that on the ballot this coming November.
Okay.
So we'll see if they can somehow turn back what the supervisors have put in place.
Glad the supervisors are working on these really important problems. Doesn't seem like there's anything more pressing than this in San Francisco, but what do I know?
Well, I don't know how to... I'm for you because...
Thanks, honey.
I want you to be
darling.
Okay and have your tobacco or your nicotine substitute does seem... But I used to be able to get cigarettes from those the pull machines.
Yep. When you were a kid.
When I was a kid.
12.
So, you know...
There's been some regulation.
Things have come a long way since then.
They have.
And maybe they're going too far.
It's a pendulum.
But I do believe that me being able to buy cigs at the Disneyland Hotel when I worked there and sit in the lobby puffing on grits on my breaks, that's...
At age 12 and no one said a damn thing.
No.
Well, times have changed.
Right. The 70s.
Great times.
Really good. Mm. There are 15 states where it's totally legal for a kid to run a lemonade stand without a permit.
There's only 15 states where a kid can run? You've got to be kidding me.
A lot of kids have even wound up getting tickets or fines from local governments.
Oh, my God.
In the
local
other
governments,
35.
Find other things to do. For God's sake, you've got to be kidding me.
Last year, Country Time Lemonade, which I believe is a powder, but I don't know for sure.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean,
powder that you add to water and it makes it into Country Time Lemonade.
They offered to help kids pay permit fees and fines of their lemonade stands, which is actually really good play on their part.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here they are making the news again.
Yeah, I haven't heard about Country Time since I saw their last ad on TV 15 years ago.
I know. And so they've really done a good job.
Seems like they're still around.
They're doing it again this summer. You can get up to $300 if your local government cracks down on your kid.
The whole point of the lemonade stand, though, is that a parent on a Saturday with the whole, or on any day of the summer, with a whole day stretching out before you and your kid's bored already, to just, you know, get a quick fold-out table and you make some lemonade and you sit out front, like... To think that ahead of time you're like, next Wednesday, we want to have a lemonade stand from 10 to 2. We expect to do this amount of business. I'm going to head down to the business office and make that happen. It's ridiculous. It's what kids do. It's children.
Yeah, I like it.
Their lemonade sucks. And the cookies, they suck too.
In the neighborhood,
but we all help them.
Where I live, if the kids do it, I will go down and I will give them double or triple what
sure.
they charge. And then I will take that lemonade and when they're not looking, right. I'm not drinking that.
No, it's disgusting. What
kind of standard do you think a five-year-old has?
Kids don't ever wash their hands.
You think they're organic, fresh-pressed lemonade?
I know they're not.
Well,
if they were sitting there fresh-pressing lemonade, I might actually be like, oh, whoa.
I can tell you this. We have a lemonade tree, and that thing...
Do you mean a lemon tree?
No.
What did I say? A lemonade tree? Okay,
no,
a lemon tree. That thing is putting out 100 lemons more. Like,
right.
We can't keep it
right.
clear. And they're kind of prickly. That
they're thorny.
That thing
sucks. They're a surprisingly
sucks.
Thorny bush.
So if my kid
does it...
Do you get
the good ones with the thin skin, or is it like the Chernobyl ones you used to have at that rental house of yours?
I don't know yet, but this... That's funny that you say that. That's back in San Mateo.
Yeah, those... I never saw a lemon like that before.
What happened in San Mateo? I don't remember.
It was like sort of like a sick person's glove. It had like extra fingers on it. I'm like, that sort of lemony, you know, smelling...
I don't think anyone ever picked that tree, and that's
so
part of the problem.
Yeah, grow
and grow and grow and get really weird.
Yeah, having a lemon tree it's wonderful.
So I think my kid at some point will do exactly what you said, which is, it's summer, I got to find something for this kid to do. Let's do that, a stand.
Yeah.
And it's not even about the money. It's just, please.
No, have something to do.
Come by and
take a cup of stuff
from this kid. The problem is, you wind
up, we used to do a lemonade stand all the time. We used to live right on the Dipsy Trail, so there were people just foot traffic running by us, but nobody ever had any money.
Oh.
I know. So we'd give them a slice of watermelon for free. Here you go. Because we figured, you know, worst case scenario, they can throw a rind of watermelon off the side of the trail.
Free watermelon, but you kept the, you held on to the lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, we didn't want to give it to them in a cup because they're walking. You know, we don't want them to throw their cup away.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, thinking environmentally, more or less. I mean, they were still throwing garbage off the side.
Right.
But it's a watermelon rind, you know.
Whatever.
Sure, right. It'll melt right into the ground.
You found something to do with your kid.
Right.
And that's the point.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, though, they'd be like, I need a break. I had to go out there and man the thing.
I never understood that until now, and now I'm so, like, living that life.
Yeah. So if you want to have a lemonade stand for your kid, just know that you're going to work there at least half the time.
And that you could get in trouble, and if you do, and have to pay a fine, Country Time Lemonade is going to offer up $300 to get you out of it. I don't know if you have to prove you used their lemonade, but I think their point is, hey,
we
just
make
made
lemonade,
the news.
Right, and we make lemonade, so you kids can use our powder to make your delicious kid hand lemonade.
Right. A new survey asked people which college majors they regret most.
Oh, is it art history or?
Art history. Humanities majors include history, languages, English, philosophy, and religion.
Oh, and no one is psyched that they took those?
Well, it's hard to turn those into money.
Mm-hmm.
A history major might find a way to make money with it, but they also might not.
Yeah.
Now, they could be a school teacher.
Sure.
But beyond that, where do you take it?
Well, trivia night.
Okay.
I guess. You know,
physical
maybe
and
like
life science majors, including astronomy, chemistry, and biology. So you'd really have to pursue that.
Oh, I see. So you can't just take those as a major and then go off and find a biology job.
Right. Mm. How do you? Social science majors like economics, political science, psychology, and sociology. You know, two of my friends went to UCSD as econ majors. And these guys partied and, I mean, as you would expect my friends to do. And UCSD, not cheap.
No.
Like megabucks. They graduated, and I don't think either of them do anything economics related.
Yeah. It's weird, though. It's like you're naming every college major there.
Education majors. And communication majors.
That seems like... So you're saying basically math majors are the only ones who can turn that into anything.
I guess.
That's interesting. College. Totally worth it.
The people who were least likely to regret their majors were people who studied computer science, engineering, and math.
Mm.
So there it is.
Well, these days, those are the skills you need.
Especially in this town.
Yeah.
And that's what your boy's doing, correct?
Computer science major.
Good.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, I mean, for that major, he'll graduate in the right place. He'll hang a sign out front, open for business. Mm. They'll all lobby to get him on their clock.
Oh, we'll see.
80 hours a week.
I know. Oh, my God. Even his internship is like, holy crap, long hours.
But he doesn't like it outside anyway, so who cares?
That's true. He hates outside. He wants to be inside.
Right. So... He'll be like, 80 hours inside? You're going to pay me? I was going to do that anyway.
This is him typing.
Is he really good?
You can't get that good if you go outside.
Right.
Sun just slows you down.
So he is that good.
Yeah, he's really fast. I'm like, are you just making that noise to impress me? He's like, what? Oh, my God.
So he's really typing words.
No, he's not typing words. He's decoding.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Isn't coding just the zero and one key?
No.
It's a bunch of language.
You have to, what, if this, then that, then. Yeah. But that's
oversimplification. Brackets and like.
It's basically telling a computer how to do something.
Oh, so it's not just 00001.
No, I think in the end it translates to that. That's
exactly.
Basically
it's stored as zeros and ones.
Right.
Well, listen, I was late to the computer game. I swear to you, I've made the joke 1,000 times. It's not, probably wasn't funny the first time, but I swear to you, as I initially heard this hacking stuff and the dark web, I'm like, looking under my keyboard and
the hack button.
I don't understand how you're finding these crazy places. Now I do.
Yeah.
I still avoid them.
Yep.
But I do understand there's.
I wouldn't even know how to find them. This dark web thing I hear about, I'm like, oh man, sounds like you can get all kinds of good stuff on there.
Well,
how do I get there? darkweb.com.
Isn't that like a download thing you got to do?
Yeah, I think
you got to download.
Program. I don't really
know. You need to have like a computer that's not hooked up to any, like it's not going to corrupt everything else in your house. Like you have to almost have a dedicated dark web computer, don't you? Doesn't it seem super dangerous?
You just have to be smart, like really
smart.
Yeah,
you have to know where you can go.
Yeah, you have to be able to hack and have good security on your system. You're not tripping off.
Not me.
Not I.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that's advanced.
Mm-hmm. Right. You want to know me?
Yeah, you.
If I'm smart enough to uncheck the box.
Yes.
That says, do you want more mail from us?
No. I'm like winning.
If
I noticed
I'm smart
that.
Enough when I make a purchase that I've unchecked that do you want to be on our email list.
You know that doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't. I know. But I feel like I've done.
I did what I could to make that not happen.
A huge job here today.
Yeah.
I can blow off my keyboard and be
that
like.
That keyboard's smoking.
Shoot. I'm no fool. I unchecked
that
box.
The kids are shaking their heads at us.
Well, you know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
You did that one time in your life. You went uncheck and went.
Oh,
and
I
also,
just saved myself.
Another thing, you've also hit purchase or complete purchase, and before the screen changes, you see the box then that is checked, and you're like, oh, no!
Yep.
How did I let that happen?
Yep.
So, I'm just saying.
Listen, I think I'm winning if I go to Retail Me Not and get a coupon for something.
Oh.
Yeah. Never complete a purchase without looking for a coupon.
I've never once done that.
Well, you should do it.
Retail Me Not.
Well, you just type in, like, say you're on, I don't know what you're on, dadswhobuildfences.com. Type in dadswhobuildfences coupons, and it pops them all up.
I wish I had known there was a
site.
Might
have been a coupon for
like that.
Could have got 10% off.
The dads who
Spring 19
would have saved me a lot of
code.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's been hard.
Yeah.
The fence thing.
It's not over, huh?
No, it's done. The fence is good. All good.
They haven't painted it yet, though.
No, you got to let the wood cure.
How long? A couple weeks?
At least. Mm. Yeah. My daughter swears, this is from 510, swears Instagram listens. She was talking to her boyfriend about a hat she wanted, a very specific hat. That she had never Googled before, and the next day saw an ad for it on Instagram. Of course it's listening. Of course it's doing all those things.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And I don't know what kind of wordplay that guy did on the Today Show, but...
He talked around it.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's dumb luck. Sometimes you're just... You don't realize you're doing it, but you're paying attention to hats. Yeah, it's all a lie, everyone. They're totally tapped in. Even Alexa was making funny noises this morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to wake up your thing. The echo thing.
Oh, right.
That thing was making noise this morning. I'm like, there's nothing happening in the house. And it's all be-doop, boop-boop, be-doop.
Right.
I'm like, what are
you
doing?
Well, look, here's the thing. And people have said this 1,000 times. Quit them.
Yeah, I can't.
And then you won't
really
get those ads. If you quit Instagram, no ads.
Yeah, I like Instagram.
If you quit Facebook, no ads.
I did quit Facebook.
Stop buying on Amazon. No problems.
No. Oh, no. How will I get things? Stop it.
You get in your car.
No. You lost me at getting your car.
You drive to Target and you buy toothpaste like everybody else used to do.
No.
Here I am on the aisle. Which brand would I like today?
I'm going to buy the brand I always buy, and I'm getting it from Amazon. It's in my pantry box. Oh, hot.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, start with the Billboard Hot 100. I have a new song. You know, it seems like Justin Bieber only does like team up with other people's songs now. So I have another one of those after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Hump day.
Due to overwhelming demand, Elton John has added a second San Francisco date to his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to see Elton John September 15th at the Chase Center. Tickets go on sale day after tomorrow, this Friday.
Ever seen him?
I never have. No.
I bet it's incredible.
Oh, I'm sure.
Closest I got was this kid Kirk.
Oh, yeah?
He sang your song at the school talent show.
Oh.
He was the drama geek in school.
Was it amazing?
He was really good. You just think of people as people. He sits down at the edge of the stage and does your song. Perfect.
Or blew your mind.
That's a good song.
Sure.
There's power in that.
Yeah.
I imagine hearing the man himself do it would be like.
Must be amazing. Yeah. Mind blown.
Right.
And you can check them out. The tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. And if you're calling number 9 right now, looks like Nicole's on the phones. Usette's already up in Sonoma. You know, busily preparing everything for our stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. We're heading there today.
Right.
She needed to make sure, you know, all the drinks tasted good. Or, you know, the food was just so. Meetings.
I think she said she had to get her toes done.
Yes. You know, she needs to get buffed and polished. So that's where she is.
We're not bitter at all about
it. No, not even a little bit jealous at all. Why would we be?
Don't worry, though. All our bitterness rolls right off her back.
Yeah, she
cares
doesn't care
not.
At all. In fact, she says on a daily basis, I don't care.
Right.
And then we were like, oh, boy, I thought I was going to get you with that one. But no, it turned out we weren't going to get her. Turns out. Night 2 of Big Brother, the premiere event continues tonight. I don't know when you left the show last night, Vinny, but you got to go back and watch because they end with a...
Someone getting something,
bit
right?
of a doozy, and that person has a big decision to make right off the bat.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Was it the old guy? Did he get the position?
He did not.
Oh, because he made the first play for it.
He did.
Oh, well, usually the old guy gets out of here, so I just thought that'll at least save me. And I thought, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's not, that's a me move. You need to be a wee move.
So I was wondering how that would go for him.
Yeah, well, a little lobbying happens after that. Everyone who's said, yeah, I want that, and one person winds up getting it.
Who got it?
I'm not going to tell you. You can watch. I'm not going to spoil it.
But I can't
Time
watch.
For the trash, everybody. Right. Yeah, you can. Just go back and watch it.
I have somewhere to be tonight.
Listen. Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn. I know. I'm not going to be able to watch it tonight either. Unless John somehow comes back to the room with me, which he's not going to do. He's going to be busy entertaining the masses.
Oh, so you'll stay at the pool party. I'm going to watch the show for sure. What I'm saying is I can't go watch last night's show.
Oh, well, don't worry. They do a 5-minute recap on everything that happened last night. I think that I may try to go watch it, but I'm just saying I like to watch it with John. And I know he's not going back to the room at 8 o'clock.
Oh, so you won't watch it because he won't be got
right.
it.
It's a bummer.
Is your brother and sister coming?
No. My brother and sister-in-law?
Yeah.
No. I'm bummed they're not coming. They would have loved it, but
they didn't do it.
Okay, let's start with the charts, shall we?
Okay.
These are the best songs in the country at this moment. So saith the music purchasing public or the music streaming public. At number 100, this is the Billboard Hot 100. Number 100, The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home by Justin Moore. Like quite a twang on this guy. Hold up your beer. Wish they was here.
Authentic, sir. It's authentic.
Yeah, is that what that is? Yeah. I don't know, people... Anyway, that's number 100.
I can't tell. Do you like it?
No, oh, I love it. Okay. God, you know me. I'm the biggest country fan ever.
Me too.
Not as big as me. Oh, green bean casserole. Put on mama's old recipe.
I'm starving.
I actually do love green bean casserole. It's delicious. Skipping up to number 10. Oh my God, these songs. Chris Brown featuring Drake, No Guidance. Number 10.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Damn.
Embrace him. You got it.
Lucky me. So anyway, Chris Brown has a whole record coming out on Friday. if I'm not mistaken. And in a minute, we've got a new song that I'm sure will be in the top 10 next week. A new Chris Brown song. Play a little taste of that. Moving up to number 9, DaBaby. A song called Shug. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shug.
Okay. For the first time in, like, I don't know, 3 months, Sunflower is not on the charts.
Yeah.
However, and always it would be like Sunflower by Post Malone and Wow by Post Malone back to back. No, only Wow.
And they would
left.
Switch orders too every now and then.
6 and 7 basically were their numbers. At number 8, Post Malone's Wow.
He's playing at Life is Beautiful, the Vegas.
Oh.
On Sunday.
I've never seen him. Are we going this year? Let's go this year. Thanks.
I want to see him.
Are you going to go?
Probably not.
Yeah, I was going to say. I thought you can't sit in a plane seat. It's bad enough when you have to go to San Diego.
No.
Drake featuring Rick Ross, Money in the Grave, debuting at number 7. It's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
It's relatable, Sarah.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
I have two phones. One needs a charge.
This is a song that he released after the championship game.
Can you?
When they won.
Can you do me a favor and play the Rick Ross part?
Yeah.
Where is he? Let me see.
I just heard him go, chock, chock.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's in here somewhere.
He's just the hype man.
No, here he is.
All right. I don't.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, it's great. Great new song debuting at number 7. At number 6, the Jonas Brothers' Sucker. We just heard it. For you. I'm a sucker for you. Okay. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber only does team-ups with people now.
Collaboration, Sarah.
Sorry, whatever it's called.
Well,
he's,
hold on.
Shot.
Wasn't he saying he's getting out of the business for a minute there?
It seemed like he was supposedly going to back off, but every other day there's a new song. I have a new
song.
So
maybe that's he's just
seconds.
Doing these little collabs and that's
all he does anymore. Clearly very busy with it. I don't care. Number 5. With the bad nights in them with my baby, yeah. Khalid, Talk is number 4. At number 3 is Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Duh. This is like the running theme on our show. Anytime anyone says duh. At number 2, debuting there, is Taylor Swift. You need to calm down.
Uh-oh.
You need to calm down. It was unable to unseat Old Town Road, now 12 weeks at number 1, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. What?
I hope this kid's getting so rich.
Me too, and I hope that that little EP of his debuts in the charts. We'll know Monday, I believe.
Yep.
How he did.
If Billboard puts their charts out.
Yeah, if they do it. You know, it is week of the 4th of July, so maybe they're not going to bother.
That's a good point.
I read I didn't even hear it. I read it that Nas X and Billy Ray crushed at the BET Awards.
Like, did they?
Yeah, they did a live
and
version.
Everyone was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
It's all anyone talked about. Mm. So that's cool. Well, I'm happy for him. I hope he can keep it going.
People love this tune. I liked some of the stuff we heard. I was a little worried because sometimes you have a big hit like this and you can't recapture the magic. But
at the very least, I hope he makes enough to not have to care.
Right.
Oh, is this them?
Yeah, it's the BET Awards.
Look at him go.
He has got quite the fringy outfit on.
I love it.
But he's got the people in the crowd bouncing, and that's great.
Yep. That's what you need. Tell Look me nothing.
Cardi B singing along. I'll put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
You know what I would say to Nas at this point? Talk to Hammer about how much he spent on costumes and be careful there, because I think Hammer would love to have some of that money back.
Yeah.
Saying it here, though. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Right.
But listen, you know, don't even listen to Hammer. I think Hammer's problem wasn't his outfits. It was the 110-person entourage that he had going. Everyone he knew was on the payroll. And their cousins as well. Well, they're certainly having fun. That's a guy enjoying his moment.
Billy Ray's gonna do his verse here.
Look at them go.
I hope he makes enough money that he forgets he spent $250,000 on a Maserati
for that guy.
For that guy right there.
I love the big band sound of this, too.
I
know.
It's great, actually. Let's see here. So there you go. That's your number one song
in the
country.
It's so fun.
It is.
It's great.
Can't help but smile.
And he's having the time of his life, which is what makes me really like him the most. It's clear.
I hope that this isn't the only time of his life. Like, this is the peak, and he's loving every minute of it and enjoying it. But you know, I always hope
you.
I'm not watching someone have the moment that they're chasing the dragon on for the rest of their lives. So the Chris Brown, let's see, where did he debut? I think at number 7. No, that was the Drake song.
10.
Chris at number. Oh, he didn't even debut. He was on last week. No Guidance. Chris Brown featuring Drake. So his whole record, it's called Indigo, and it's coming out on the 28th. And I really wanted Bryn to play me the new song that we got, but I see him in there.
He walked out.
Flirting with.
Sorry, it's a.
Flirting?
You know, she's flirting with.
Well, it's Mary Beth. You know, she takes care of all the commercials.
Well, I know how you feel about Mary Beth. You're just in there flirting with her, you know.
Well, we're professional here. I'm just trying to make sure the commercials get played properly.
Right.
What's the...
So the new Chris Brown song.
Oh.
So let's see if you can pick out who our collaborator is. I'm just going to tell you. It's Justin Bieber. Because that's what he does.
Oh, right.
He collabs.
And it has that sound, too.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we were commenting earlier that the production on this sounds very much like the...
A Mama Don't Love.
Yeah. What's the name of that song?
Love Yourself.
Love Yourself. That's right. I love that song. This is Chris Brown and Justin Bieber.
And Ink.
Oh, and Ink. Is that Chris Brown?
That's correct. Yeah.
Is that Ink?
Yep.
Okay, let me hear the Justin Bieber part.
Oh. All right, let me see if I can jump ahead properly here.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's him.
No. It's nice. You know,
four chords. Let's have Guitar John just do this for us. Let's make songs like this.
Yeah, let's just do songs like this. That's a good idea. I still have to write that LBQT2SR57.
Oh, man. I sent you the email. Did you get that?
I did. I put it in my save file, you know.
All right.
Get to it at some point. Yesterday we talked a little bit about Pam Anderson. She broke up with a boyfriend that she's had for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Announced that he's a dirty dog.
Yeah, and has a whole other life going on with some other lady.
Uh-huh.
He's a French soccer star, Adil Rami. And she says he was physically and emotionally abusive. And that, of course, he cheated on her was the thing we heard yesterday. In an Instagram post that she put up yesterday, she said he was living a double life with another woman, called him a monster. She added, how could I have helped so many people and not be wise enough to help or able to help myself? She tagged the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and in a subsequent comment, she accused him of, quote, physical and emotional torture. She said, I did try to leave 10 times. Every time he chased me to say he'd die without me, he'd go to therapy, he wouldn't hurt me again. Rami replied on his own, saying, I'm not cheating. I'm trying to maintain a lasting relationship with my ex for the sake of our twin boys. I guess they were born in 2016. He didn't say anything about the physical and mental torture that she's alleging.
Wow.
I know. So, plot thickens on that. James Holzhauer went from killing it on Jeopardy to the World Series of Poker. How'd he do?
Flopped.
Yep, he died.
Of course he
Although,
did.
Although, he actually... I mean, there were 1,800 entrants, and he finished 454th, so he finished in the top third. I guess that's something. But yeah, he pooped out hard. It was a bust. You have to be in the top 281 to get in on the prize money. So I don't think he even paid it. I think he said someone was going to buy in for him, $1,500. And he walked away with nothing. He played semi-pro online poker in the early 2000s and then moved on to sports betting. And, of course, he's got the $2.4 million before taxes.
Which is a thing. People do make money doing that.
They do. Right up until they're not making money anymore.
Well, it's weird that you hear... There's a lot of radio guys who are into the betting thing.
Oh.
And they talk about betting. And it's betting's a big part of sports.
Yep.
But it's trippy to see... Like, bro, you have a radio career. Don't blow all your dough on that. But apparently, if you know what to do and you play it right... You can make easy money.
And there are whole things on ESPN where they're all making their picks for whatever given weekend.
That's right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, talking about...
It's a business.
Who they think will win and why.
Right.
It is. It's big. The Office. The American version of the show, The Office.
I never really got into it.
You know, I keep trying. I've seen a bunch of episodes, and my son is such a freak for it, and he just constantly berates us that we're not into it. But I'm like, you know what? I got 1,000 other things to watch. It's not going to do it. But listen, if I am going to binge it, and I'm going to binge it on Netflix, I need to do it soon.
Oh.
We all do. They're losing it in January of 2021. NBC Universal is taking it back because they're going to have their own streaming service.
Oh.
And that's supposed to start sometime next year. So after the news broke, Netflix tweeted out a reminder, we're keeping Steve Carell. He's going to star in a new original series called Space Force.
Oh, cool.
About the people tasked with creating the new branch of the U.S. Armed Services, as our president told us.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Space Force.
I remember that.
So then they're going to put, which will be great, because hopefully he'll run it just like he ran Dunder Mifflin. He's doing the show with Greg Daniels, who created the U.S. Version of The Office. So it should have that same tonality. Space Force is the name of the show, and I'm not seeing a date when that's coming out, but that's going to be a Netflix original. Good job, Netflix. Way to keep people interested. God, a bunch of new seasons of shows I really love on Netflix just dropped, too.
Please tell me Ozark third season is
out. No, it's not out yet. Did you watch that show Dark, though? That was a good show. That's and The 3% is another one. Both of them have... new seasons up there. Do I have time for this? Not really. You know what? I want to do this real quick because it's Pride Month and I'm trying to get to as much Pride stuff as I can. Jake Owen, just by the name, I'm thinking country guy. So in honor of June being Pride Month, he posted an online tribute. He wrote a few words from the heart, included a surprise song. He said, "Some of my closest friends and coworkers are part of the LGBT community, and I couldn't be more happy for the progress they've made. I'm inspired by people loving people, no matter who you are. I believe the world needs more love, no matter where it comes from." So with that said, I Googled gayest songs of all time, and the boys and I decided to put our country spin on this one. Hope you dig it. After love.
Dude, I like
that,
it.
I think that's a hit.
I totally like that.
His version's a hit. He's cute, too.
Who's this kid?
Luke. Jake Owen. The other country name. There's Luke's and there's Jake's. So
I like it.
He called it one of his backstage random songs that he's going to be releasing soon. I don't know if they're all covers, but that one is. So he took Cher's Believe, which apparently popped up as the gayest song ever. I didn't realize. Yeah, Google that and see what that one pops right up. It might now because he's been saying this.
Nope.
All right. They just look.
It's got to be Raining Men, right?
Oh.
Dancing on
But that
my
was
own.
Sung by women. No?
I don't know. You tell me.
But that is, I mean, if
it's
yeah,
Raining Men.
Sure.
Or I Will Survive.
Oh, that's a good one, too. You ever hear Cake's version of that?
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including how we're going to evolve. It's not pretty.
Fantastic.
Also, Holmes, you love them.
Oh, I sure do.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.